The hypocrite makes friends not with the believer, but with the irreligious. God provides a crucial piece of information about the characteristics of the hypocrite with the verse, "Those who take unbelievers as protectors rather than the believers." Surat An-Nisa 139. Hypocrites are constantly treated with love and respect by Muslims, and they are protected by them. Yet they do not consider the believers as their real friends. The hypocrite is dissatisfied, ungrateful, and disgruntled with Muslims to such an extent that he constantly looks for the so-called weakness of Muslims and blames them. From their reactions to incidents, their way of speaking, and what they like or dislike, it is obvious that the closest friends of the hypocrites are not Muslims. In all aspects, they are mysterious and inscrutable. Their exaggerated but insincere friendliness is even more suspicious. While the hypocrite does not share many things with Muslims because he does not trust them, he does not see any harm in disclosing such information to unfamiliar people whom he is privy to.
Müslümanlarla paylaşmazken, sırdaş edindikleri bu yabancı insanlara vermekte hiçbir sakınca görmezler.
He feels close to and becomes an easy confidant to those who have no love of God, who do not consider the interests of Islam, and even harbor hostility towards Muslims. Schmoozing with these people for hours without getting bored, being closely connected with them, winning a seat among them, and establishing a reputation appeals to him. Moreover, the hypocrite feels diabolically excited when he converses with these people or remakes mark. Moreover, the hypocrite feels diabolically excited when he converses with these people or makes remarks against the Quran, the faith, or Muslims. God informs us of the immorality of the hypocrite in the verses. When they meet those who have faith, they say, "We have faith." But then when they go apart with their satans, they say, "We are really with you. We were only mocking at them." But God is mocking them and drawing them on as they wander blindly in their excessive insolence for a certain period. Surat Al-Baqarah 14-15.
İşte münafıklar iman edenlerle birlikteyken bile gizli gizli.
Even when a hypocrite is among the believers, he secretly and insidiously gets in touch with these people and seeks ways to spend time with them. Furthermore, in order to win the favor of the unbelievers, to become one of them, and to have prestige among them, the hypocrite benefits from the opportunities provided by Muslims.
Bu insanların gözlerine girebilmek, aralarında bir yer edinip itibar kazanabilmek için de yine Müslümanların sağladığı imkanları kullanırlar.
The hypocrite learns all kinds of knowledge, humane and decent manners, quality, courtesy and cleanliness from Muslims, but he acts as if these characteristics were his own virtues and the opportunities provided by Muslims were, in fact, his own. In the Quran, God informs Muslims of the lack of personality of the hypocrite. O Messenger! Let not those grieve you who strive together in hastening to unbelief from among those who say with their mouths, "We believe," and their hearts do not believe, and from among these who are Jews, they would fondly listen for the sake of a lie, listen for conveying it to other people who have not come to you. Surat Al-Maida 41.
Ayette münafık karakterli insanlar ağızlarıyla inandık diyen...
In the verse, the hypocrite is described as those who say with their mouths, "We believe," and their hearts do not believe. Furthermore, according to the verse, the hypocrite is known to secretly collect information from among the Muslims in order to convey it to others who are not Muslims. When the hypocrite communicates news to those who act against Muslims, he expects to win their hearts and minds. However, this is a foolish dream. Such relations, which are based on mutual interests rather than faith, are deceptive and short-lived. Aware of this fact, a hypocrite seeks ways to sustain the artificial interest shown to him. He continually seeks to obtain new information about Muslims and transmits them to his true friends, namely, the deniers.
Tutabilmenin yollarını aramaktadırlar. Sürekli Müslümanlarla ilgili yeni bilgilere ulaşabilmeye ve bunları gerçek dostları olan inkar edenlere aktarabilmeye çalışırlar.
Şu çok açık bir gerçektir ki, kalbinde gerçek imanı, gerçek Allah sevgisini yaşayan bir insan...
It is obvious that a person with true faith and a true love of God in his heart never sincerely delights in making friends and schmoozing for hours with those who are distant from faith. No matter what the circumstances may be, it is impossible for him to do any harm to Muslims. On the contrary, the believer never agrees to be in an environment where God is not remembered and where people gossip insidiously and speak against Muslims and Islam. a believer struggles to maintain the security, welfare, and comfort of Muslims. Therefore, the interest, admiration, and fidelity that the hypocrites feel for those who are distant from faith are important indications of their deeply unreliable and two-faced personalities.